This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Slide in, got my fire suit on, my helmet on, we're ready.
Woo. Hey, welcome into the cockpit of Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along. Good to be have you along with me, and good to be climbing into the cockpit again this week. To share with you some, we have got some fun things going on this week here on Auto World. All for all 3 hours of Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Wrench in one hand. Well, I actually have the wrenches over here to the left of me, and along with the email bag. Oh, yes. Here today on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun, as I mentioned earlier here, and I'm in the cockpit, and we're on the racetrack. Of course, NASCAR is racing as we speak, and they're down in Las Vegas. How many of you lost wages down there in Las Vegas? I have. Raise your hand. Everybody in the first row is raising their hand, second row, third row. Oh, everybody's got their hands up. Hey, it's fun, though, isn't it? That is fun to lose wages. But when it comes to automobiles and auto repair, it's not fun to lose money. And that's why I'm here each and every week, not only to give you recalls. Some of you are new to Auto World. Yes, some of you are new. Some of our great affiliates out there throughout the United States, the world, over on Virgin Islands even. Oh, that deep blue, green ocean water over there. Good to have you folks along. It really is. It's an opportunity for me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come behind the microphone each week to share with you some fun. What do we do here on Auto World? A lot of our affiliates were taking 1 hour. Now they're taking two. Thank you. I salute you for doing that. I do appreciate it, because that means that I have more time to help your listeners fix and keep that green lettuce in their back wallet. That's the main thing here on Auto World. But if you're new, and if you're a charter member, of course, you've probably heard me say a lot of things that I do on Auto World, and I'm going to say them again. Why not? We do so many items here. We have so many different types of segments. Each and every hour of Auto World is different, and I do that purposely, so that means that, you know, if you only get the first hour, I want you to tune into the second and the third hour. I want you to learn something. I want to learn something, too, from you. And you're the star of the show. I've always said that, and I always say that. That you, without you folks, the listeners of Auto World, I would not be here to share with you 40-plus years of automobile mechanic jargon that's in my file cabinet up in here in my head. been doing it all my life. In and out of the repair shops, meaning not in and out, but in most of the time. But then when I have to take a test drive, I'm out. And I'm out test driving it, and I'm listening to the tink, 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 and then knock, knock, knock. I could write a song, actually, probably sell it. Anyway, I won't do that. But that's the whole thing. You know, I'm here at ASE, Automotive Service Excellent. That's what that ASE, Blue Star, stands for. Automotive Service Excellence Certified. I have a lot of certifications, a lot of pieces of papers there that some aren't framed, some are, whatever. It doesn't matter. What it means is I've gone through and touched and tasted and did the jobs, did the repair. Yes, I have flunked some of those tests. They're tough. They are really, really tough. But you need to know what you're doing before you climb into the cockpit of a repair shop and or become a mechanic or a technician to help you fix your car. And that's one thing I know. I've got a lot of emails this last week. Absolutely. We're going to do your emails, of course, and help you with your emails throughout each and every hour. And I think that's kind of fun, too, for you folks that don't get the third hour or the second hour, et cetera. You might just want to tune in and listen to some of the emails that come through to Auto World, the Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. That's the email address for you 28 hours a day. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, and share with you some of other people's problems that they've had and that what they are having with their cars. And I, you know, let's not call it a problem. Let's call it a situation. Oh, wouldn't that be a good name to have? Hi, I'm Mr. Situation. No. Anyway, here on Auto World, we do a lot of segments. Auto World Tips, Auto World Little Car Fact, and we do the Did You Know segment. Yes, Auto Racing News. I have recalls always coming at you, constantly rotating them through the weeks of Auto World. What is it? What? Where? What is it? That's right. We have that segment. I love that. A lot of you really do like, you've made a lot of comments on that one segment we do, is what happened on this day in automotive history? And I, sorry to say, we're not doing that this week. See, we did that, I think that last week. Well, we're not doing it this week. And all these items come to me in a hubcap. It's rusty. It's not chrome anymore. It's got some patina on it. That means rust and oldness. Just oldness. Kind of like me. And the crew puts all this goodies in here, and they deliver it to me on a beautiful silver platter called, it's not a beautiful silver platter. I wouldn't accept it. I want an old rusty hubcap, and that's where it comes to me each and every week. And we're going to be doing a lot of goodies. So with that said, let's see what's up here on the first hour here on Auto World. Again, you're the star. The phone number to reach me here right now. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number has not changed. 855-660-4261. And then again, the email address, and I do read, I'm live here right now in front of computer monitors, behind the microphone, wanting your emails, of course, to help you. And if you've got a tip, share it. Please do. You share it not only with me, but you share it with all of your other friends, all millions of them. And that's what it's all about. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. One word, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And you can also get me on Facebook, Facebook Messenger. A lot of you are, and that's fantastic. I do appreciate that. Got a lot of friends out there in the Facebook world. So Facebook world is Mark Evans. If you aren't a friend or if you'd like to check out to see what I look like, please do. Just look at for Mark Evans. I'm sitting there with a microphone in front of me and some cars in the background and a lot of other goodies. And also, I welcome all of you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. You're going to have fun over there. You will love what you see and love what you read. With that, of course, I have an Instagram account, Auto World Media, and on the Instagram and Facebook pages, I always copy that. Some of you don't have an Instagram account, so I like to take it over there and put it on the Facebook side. Check that photo out. The future. Oh, yes, the future. And I did leave some homework with you folks last week. That homework? What was it? The future. It's here today, folks. But we also have a future out there. I left you with some homework last week, and that question was for each and every one of you to do some homework. I ask you this question. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? Again, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And it can be one thing, two things, all the way up to 10 if you'd like, because I do have some emails that I believe a lot of you sent me. We have 10 things on our list, and that's fantastic. And I'm going to share with you, first hour, second hour, and third hour, I'm going to get into the email bag, and we're going to read some of these. A lot of you responded, and I'm going to give each and every one of you a golden star for sending me your homework. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? The Instagram account, the Facebook account also shows the picture of a really cool futuristic Mercedes-Benz. Yes, it has four wheels. One gentleman asked me that on Facebook. Does that have four wheels? Yes, it does. It has four wheels, and that might be the future. You might be driving that Mercedes-Benz. You never know. But we're going to have fun with that. Again, that question. I welcome you to call and email. I'd like to know if you didn't get the homework from last week. Let's do it right now. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And we're going to do that each and every hour. Oh, yeah. The track temperature is 65 degrees. A little cold, but we're still going to race it. That's right, Auto World. We'll be right back. Right after a few great messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh yeah, that Mercedes Benz. Take a look. Go ahead. I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at that Mercedes Benz futuristic automobile. Wait till you see how the doors open up. Pretty cool. Anyway, that's the photo for this week that I sent out to each and every one of you on the Instagram account, Auto World Media, and the Facebook accounts, Mark Evans, and the Facebook account, Auto World Radio. Take a look, and we're going to be talking about, of course, that question for each and every hour. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? You know, I asked my grandma that. She's passed now. She lived to be 94. I asked her, I had to interview her, believe it or not, back in, my goodness, that might be the reason I'm behind a microphone today, talking and interviewing people, because I had to interview her for a class, and I asked her that same question. It wasn't automobiles. I just asked her what she felt was the greatest achievement that we've had in her lifetime, and she said a toaster. So with that, a toaster. And with that, again, folks, it doesn't matter if you think your answer is off the wall or how crazy it is, because it's not so crazy. It's the truth, and that's what we like to hear right here on Auto World each and every week. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. 40-plus years of fixing, repairing, selling, cleaning, waxing, painting. Oh, yeah. Even getting transmission fluid down my arm and, well, even in my eyeball. Oh, yeah. Right in the mouth. Tastes good. Not. Hey, I want to let everybody know what we're doing here the first hour of Auto World, second hour, and third hour of Auto World this week. Well, first thing we're going to get to is CHPT. That's right, four letters. CHPT. You're going to learn what that stands for. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about the cat.
Meow. Meow.
The cat. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for that. Uh-oh. Now, this is the first hour now. The feds investigate. And I'm getting very serious. The feds investigate. And this is serious. Wait till you hear this. And, of course, your emails will be shared today, each and every hour. I have a lot of them. We're going to get to them. Second hour coming up on Auto World. Give you a little touch and taste and a tease. The Auto World Little Car Fact coming your way. Something to do with buttons. That's right, buttons. Of course, trivia throughout each and every hour, all 3 hours of Auto World. And, a new segment. The crew had to add a new one here on me and for you too. Future product pipeline. That's right. The future product pipeline is new. It's coming your way. Second hour. You are going to love this because we are talking about the future today, of course. Pause. What? Pause. Yeah, that's coming up on the the second hour. And the fastest selling car in the country. You're going to hear about that second hour. The third hour. Now, we're going to get all this in, folks, even with your emails and your phone calls, because you are the star of Auto World. Absolutely interrupt me at any time. That's why I'm here, for you to interrupt me, to let me know what you might want and need, where to buy a car, how to sell a car, how to fix a car, do I fix my car, I have a smell, what's the smell? See, that's what it's all about. I don't understand my bill. I don't understand my estimate. Call me. Live right now. I'm in the Boise, Idaho Live Auto World Plaza Studio. Greasy Garage Studio to be. And it is. It's very greasy. Oh, yeah. Our loudmouth Jay, the janitor, he keeps it clean, but it's only clean during the show hours. The phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Third hour. Where does oil come from? OAT. Here, this little quick story. This is so quick. I think it's only 30 seconds long. Now, and of course, the radio time, that's like 30 days. So you're going to love that one. Oh, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And I got a little trivia question that goes along with that oil story. Yes, and another little bit of trivia that goes right along inside that question that you'll love. And, of course, we're always going to get Auto World Weekly News is always here for you each and every hour of Auto World, each and every week. But, again, you're the star of the show. I'd like to be interrupted by you at any time. 855-660-4261. And this is the email. Don't forget it. It's real simple. Auto World Radio. That's what you're listening to right here, right now. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And you can reach me on Facebook Messenger. Please do. Sitting right here to the left of me, along with that email bag. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get to that CHPT first and foremost. What's it stand for, CHPT? Well, that's the ticker symbol. You know what the ticker symbol means? That means stock market. I always want to try to save you money. And this is not a stock market show. But it kind of gets the point across that I want to make sure that you remember this. CHPT is a ticker for their company, and the company name is ChargePoint. ChargePoint. Well, it went public this last week. That means they're on the stock market now. Well, what is ChargePoint, you ask? ChargePoint, just what it states. They have a great name for their company. It's a place where you plug in your EV vehicles. That's right. It's an auxiliary type of company. It's not a Tesla. It's not a General Motors. It's not a Ford. It's ChargePoint. They have these, well, this is how many charge points they have throughout the United States right now at this time, in the year that you and I are living in. You know what year that is? A good year. That's right. You're sitting home right now. You're sitting in your vehicle, wherever you're listening. Thank you. And you got your mask off. Sit back, relax. Throw a breath mint in there for me, though, would you? Appreciate that. ChargePoint just went public. They have 132,000 charge points throughout the United States. And they added this for each and every one of you that are that have the EV, electric car, and some of you that have been thinking about buying one. Some of you have been thinking about buying one, but you haven't fallen off the Humpty Dumpty wall yet and gone on that side because you're afraid you're going to crack your shell. Yes. Well, you're going to have an opportunity to have 132,000 charge points throughout the United States, but there's another 155,000 that they can add access to your vehicle, to theirs. So there's 155,000 that you can actually drive up. Oh, yeah, you're going to get charged a little bit, but you're going to have a ChargePoint credit card, and you'll be able to pull right into a Tesla ChargePoint and charge your whatever brand you have. It's a great company, truthfully. I think they'll go a long ways, and here's some news from them. They believe that, well, by the way, to all their ChargePoints that they have for the EVs are very fast and rapid charging. They charge your car at a very fast pace, meaning in 20 minutes you'll be able to get about 300 miles out of that 20 minutes. That'll get you home, won't it? Should be, or to the next charge point. So, with that, they also stated, ChargePoint said, that there's 2.5 million charge points that they're planning on putting throughout our planet by the year 2025. That's 2.5 million charge points, folks. By 2025. Electric. Oh, I'm electrified. That's what it's all about right there. Electricity. I like gas. I like the smell of the nitro coming out of the pipes. Yeah, I like electric too. So yes, that's just it. I want to get that across, that point across to you right now. I do work on a lot of vehicles, all different brands. I do not work on, see, that's the thing. I work on a lot of different flavors. I'm certified in a lot of different brands. Takes a lot. You have to keep up with it, of course, but that's what's fun about it. We're going to go make sure that we're going to warm the track up here a little bit more. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden marked the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday by signing an executive order to expand access to voting.
Today, on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, I'm signing an executive order to make it easier for eligible voters to register to vote and improve access to voting. Every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted.
Police viciously beat hundreds of civil rights activists calling for voting rights as they attempted to march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. Two more women have accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of inappropriate conduct. Analysts told the Wall Street Journal of Cuomo's conduct when she worked as a policy aide. Karen Hinton told the Washington Post about allegations while she was a press aide. Four women have now made sexual harassment allegations against Governor Cuomo. New York's attorney general plans to hire an outside law firm to investigate. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Future's here, the future's now, and also the future's for later. Welcome aboard. Thank you for taking your time out of your life, your time of where you could be doing chores. Yeah, fixing your car, huh? Right? Welcome aboard into the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio here in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. I really do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to help you, and you help me. And that's what it's all about, folks. All of our great affiliates throughout the world taking the show and more to come, and I do appreciate that. Thank you. Here on the first hour, again, I wanted to throw out that homework, that question. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And I did get a lot of emails. So with that said, let's go into the email bag. Now, with the email, what we do here in Auto World, the address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You're welcome at any time to give your opinion of anything you want to give your opinion about. It doesn't have to be automotive related here on Auto World. Hey, please, I got some shoulders. Go ahead and cry on them. I don't have a problem with that. I prefer automotive, though. So, with that said, I have an email bag. I print all your emails off. I get quite a few, and I'm getting more and more, and I do appreciate that. A lot of you aren't as bashful as you used to be, and I thank you. You don't need to be bashful. We're all family here, and we're all charter members. As long as your ears are on, you're a charter member. If you do email me, I do appreciate that, and I print those out, and I put them in the email bag to the left of me. And I've got that here to the left of me right now. We're going to, let's go in there and find some of these. We categorize these. The question of the week, which is, again, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? We put those in one email bag, and I also have the auto repair ones in another bag. We're going to get to some of those this week, too, here on Auto World. So you folks that sent those emails and I didn't get to answer you through the week, I'm going to answer you here today on Auto World Live behind the microphone. Let's go in there. I'm going to climb in there and see if I can't find a good one. There's one. Got it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Here's one. Okay. Now, this is from, again, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? This is Heidi emailing. She says, I'm emailing you from Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, it's time for a shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great affiliates there, KBJA, 1640 AM. That, of course, is Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Utah. And, of course, all of you folks in between all the cities, thank you for listening. And you're a part of the gang, too, on KBJ, 1640 AM. Mark, great question. Here are my top 10 auto industry's greatest. The car. This is number one. She says, the car. I would not be able to pick up horse poop. Number two, the heater. Without it, I would have a cold all the time and be sick. Number three, the air conditioner. Feels good, she says. Number four, the horn. Tells them, get out of my way or get going. Well, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth, the horn? A horse doesn't have a horn. Number five, from Heidi in Salt Lake City, Utah. Heated steering wheel. Again, feels so good, she says. Number six, power windows and locks. Hard to reach over, Mark. Number seven, radio/stereo. Keeps me happy. Isn't that the truth? Right there, number seven. That's, I like that one. Number eight, paint. Paint, I say, yeah, paint. She says, love all the colors to choose from. Shows my personality. Oh, I like that one too, yeah. Wonder what color, Heidi, what color do you have? Never did share that with us. Yeah, that's, see, this is how we are. We're family. We need to know the color of your car there, Heidi. Anyway, number nine for Heidi out of Salt Lake City. Comfort from inside to under the hood and how they drive. Interesting. And number 10, she says, listen up, folks. This is the biggest one, number 10. She put down the people behind the scenes. And she says here, thank you for all of your hard work. Heidi from Salt Lake City, Utah. Heidi, thank you. Makes me warm. You should see the goosebumps on my arms right now, Heidi, because that's the truth, isn't it? You wouldn't, without number 10, I don't think all of the 9876543 21s wouldn't be there. Isn't that the truth? Heidi, thank you. That's how you do it. And Heidi, by the way, I don't have an address there. If you would, I need an address to ship out some good gifts to you, literally some things that I have here from some folks that we keep your car clean inside and out. And absolutely, send over an email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, your address where you'd like to have me ship some goodies to you. And yes, I know a lot of you don't want anyone to know your address. That's good. A P.O. box would work too. Or, truthfully... Go two doors down and ask your neighbor, can I use your address to get some gifts from Auto World? However, but I've got some goodies for you, Heidi, and keep the car clean, and that's how you do it. And Heidi, that's from Salt Lake City. Good to have KBJA, 1640 AM, one of our great affiliates there in Utah, to take the show. And the folks, that's how you do it. Again, the question for the month. It's not just for this week, but it's for the month. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And we're going to be sharing more of those with you each and every hour, of course. I've got quite a few of them, and I've got some auto repair emails we're going to get to, too. And again, you are the star, so you can interrupt me at any one point in time through email. And if you want to share right now, please do it. 855-660-4261. And my email, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to add the Facebook Messenger in there, okay? Some of you like the Facebook Messenger, and that's good. We'll do that, too. The Facebook is Mark Evans. You can get me right there, Mark Evans. I'm sitting there behind the microphone. I do appreciate it, you being part of the show. Let's get right down. A lot of you have been bothering me about this meow
Meow.
Yeah, the cat. I mentioned a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, it might have been a month, it doesn't matter, but I said something about catalytic converters getting ripped off, stolen, cut off, removed from the bottom of your car. And a lot of you have emailed me with more questions on that. So, some of you that didn't hear that or wasn't part of that show, you weren't joining me at that time, you can always now go back again, a little bit of housekeeping. You can go back if you didn't we weren't part of the show that week and that hour. You can go back to Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast. Just Google it. We're right on the top. Very proud of that. Auto World Podcast. And you can hear any of the archive shows. And again, GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. Just look for Auto World and you'll see the archives there and have fun. Go back and you'll see a lot. You'll learn a lot. And a lot of you might be maybe recording this. And that's, hey, thank you. Appreciate that. I like to give you out information throughout each and every week that you can use to save money and have fun. That's what it's all about. And by the way, GCN stands for Genesis Communications Network. Now, so the catalytic converter, I thought, well, I answered a lot of your emails, but I want to kind of get a little deeper and just let you know, really, what is a catalytic converter? Well, catalytic converters reduce air pollutants by chemically converting carbon monoxide, folks, unburned hydrocarbons and nitrogen oxides into harmless compounds and have been original equipment on most passenger vehicles since 1975. I'll say it again, since 1975. Back then, catalytic converters became standard equipment on all new vehicles to comply with the regulations accordingly introduced and enforced by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That's the EPA, folks. But in the years since, auto manufacturers have, of course, adopted California's much stricter regulations as the de facto law of the land in their catalytic converter design specifications. And increasing the number of U.S. states have adopted those California Air Resources Board, that's CARB, rules for auto and truck emissions control system requirements. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to dig a little deeper into the Colorado catalytic converters. You folks in Colorado, hang on. We're coming your way. We'll be right back right after a short break. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Only steel-toed boots are allowed right here on Auto World. Yes, you got to have steel-toed boots on, put some safety glasses on, and stop yakety-yakking on that cell phone. Listen up. We got some good things happening here on Auto World this week. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me right here in the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. It's a pleasure to have you. I'm very privileged to have you along with me each and every week. I see each and every one of you. So don't think for one minute that I can't see you. I can see you, and that's the main key. You're here for me, and I'm here for you. That's team effort. Welcome aboard into the cockpit. I am sitting in a Dodge Viper seat. Why not? Got to be comfortable while you're doing the repairing of your cars, folks. I don't get an opportunity to go sit in a nice seat while I'm bent over the hood of your car out in a greasy garage. The soreness of the backs of mechanics and the technicians. Today's world's a little different, of course. We still have to stand over the hood to do a tune-up. We still have to stand over the hood to do a timing chain. But we also sit in the driver's seat with our, you heard it, that electronic machine, OBD2 scan tool for that engine light. Oh, yeah. But right now we're talking, I want to give a little bit of information. We're going to Colorado. Why not? Let's go to Colorado. We're talking about catalytic converters before we get on to the federal investigation. Well, most recently, the catalytic converters, folks, have been on cars since 1975. Have cars changed since 1975? Oh, no. That 1975 Ford Granada, this green four-door, with the vinyl top, the Landau version, the model. Oh, no, that's the same as my car today, Mark. Not. Well, most recently, effective, of course, January 1st of 2021. That's pretty fresh, isn't it? Just like a Krispy Kreme donut. Fresh. Colorado joined California, New York, and Maine to become the fourth state to require that catalytic converters installed in any vehicle must be either the original equipment converter or a new aftermarket catalytic converter certified to meet the CARB emissions standards. I said it CARB. Not carburetor, folks. That's C-A-R-B, California Air Resources Board. According to the CARB regulations, a new aftermarket catalytic converter may be installed when the vehicle's beyond its emissions warranty period and a legitimate need for replacement has been established. New vehicles are covered under the federal emissions warranty of 8 years or 80,000 miles, folks. So that tells you right there, your catalytic converter is probably going south at 80,000 miles. And 15 years or 150,000 miles for partial zero emission vehicles, PZEV. Oh, partial zero emissions vehicles. Is that a hybrid? Mm-hmm. Whichever comes first, beyond failure due to wear and fatigue. Reasons for catalytic converter replacement may include damage resulting from, of course, you know, the accidents, you meet somebody by accident, or a cracked or melted substrate, or a converter malfunctions. So, everybody's getting on board to the CARB, the California Air Resources Board, folks. Colorado just joined New York, also Maine. And I know that we have emissions here in the state of Idaho. Each city is different. It means a lot. Cars have changed. Yes, catalytic converters are capturing, that's right, those hydrocarbons, etc., like I said earlier here, all that technical mechanical organ jargon. So if you think that, yes, I have actually had cars come in on a tow hook would not start because the catalytic converter was plugged up. It means that much. It's not all about, it is all about clean air, yes, but it is also about getting, make sure that your car runs correctly and that it starts up easy. And if you've got a hard-starting car, you know, it's gradually getting harder to start. Have you ever had anybody, well, how do you check a catalytic converter, Mark? Good question. Well, you can go to an exhaust shop. They can put a pressure needle. They basically stick that, kind of like that shot you probably got for COVID-19. It's a needle. They shoot it up into the exhaust pipe in front of the catalytic converter, measure airflow, and then they shoot it through the back of the catalytic converter, and that tells you that, oh, it's this percentage plugged up. So, anyway, and you can do this simple task. Yeah, your hand's going to smell yucky. Make sure you got a bad shirt on, you know, because I want you to start your vehicle, get it up to operating temperatures, and just bring the RPMs up. Have your friend, wife, other significant other get in the driver's seat and bring the RPMs up about 2,200 to 2,500 RPMs, and then go back to the exhaust pipe and see how much air is coming out. Don't burn your hand. And I've been doing that test for all my life, and that means that I feel that there's hardly any air coming out. I can actually blow out my mouth more hot air, if you know what I mean, than that car's putting out. You got a catalytic converter plugged up. And another way of telling is also, you can just bend underneath to see if the catalytic converter, that's the thing, it looks like a muffler, but it's in front of the muffler. The muffler's the last thing in the exhaust line, the exhaust pipeline there. Catalytic converter's right before that, and if you see blue on it, that's called bluing. That means it's plugged up. That means the heat's not getting out of it. Let's get those cats replaced. I think we learned something about catalytic converters. That's all that matters. Hey, let's get to another email on that question. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And again, folks, you're welcome to join me on that. Please do. At any one point in time, that's a question for the month. Not just for today, that's for the month. So think about it. I'm giving you time, a little bit of homework for each and every one of you. Some of you have already answered your homework, and you get a golden star. Let's go into the email bag. Oh, yeah. There's that one right there. Got it. Okay, I got a good one there. Okay. Here it is. Hi, Mark. I have one of the auto achievements for you. It's not too old in the industry, but it's great. Good. It is the brand new GMC Chevrolet pickup truck tailgate. Sometimes we all think and say, what were they thinking? This time, they headed out of the ballpark, Mark. Kudos to the GM folks for the best tailgate around. Ted, listening in Corpus Christi, Texas. Whoa, it's time for a shout-out, Ted. Good to have you along. Shout-out to Corpus Christi, Texas. And, Ted, we're going to talk about that tailgate, but let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates in Corpus Christi, Texas, KEYS, Keys, 1440 AM, Portland, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas, and Mustang Alley. Ooh, I like the name of that. I'd like to have a little house out there on Mustang Alley. Got water on both sides. You can look out to the ocean. You can look out into Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you along, Ted. And you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you shared that with us, Ted. Isn't that new tailgate? I'm glad you, like you said, kudos to General Motors for, what were they thinking? Well, this time, like you stated, they are thinking good. That's a neat tailgate. It really is. I don't own one. I'd love to own one. And I'm always wondering, Ted, can I take, now I've got an old 57 Chevrolet pickup. Remember that old tailgate with the chains that are dangling, that are scratching the paint because they're dangling back and forth in the wind as you're driving down the road, and or you'd put some heater hose on the chain so it wouldn't scratch your paint on the old 57 Chevrolet half ton. Boy, has that changed, huh, Ted, that tailgate? Wowza, has it changed. You'd fold that down and had the Chevrolet logo in that thing. Those are very valuable today. Whew. Today, I'm just wondering, Ted, if you must have one, of course, because you're shouting out to the tailgate. I'm wondering if I can put the new tailgate on a truck, the General Motors Chevrolet GMC truck. Maybe put it on a couple year older. Wonder if it'd fit. I might have to dig in and do some homework myself. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it. That's how you do it, folks. Ted, if you would, too, I don't have an address. Send me an address, and I'll send you out some great gifts here at Auto World to keep your General Motors product. Keep that tailgate shiny and looking good. And I also send, Ted, I'll send you in some, not saying your inside of that brand new truck smells, but, oh, yeah, odor eliminator. By Meguiar's. So it works really good. Well, it looks like the garage door's starting to come down. I want to thank everybody here on the first hour that keeps the motor running. Absolutely. Of course, Axelrod, Alex, the producer of the show. Thank you, Alex. You're the best. General Motor George, chief engineer, who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Of course, Lugnut Lee, program director and marketing manager, keeping the lug nuts tight on this wagon at all times. And, of course, T-Board Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, my makeup artist didn't know I had one, did you? I did. Lion Lucy, she's always telling me I'm looking good. Thank you, Lion Lucy. Her name says it all right there. My personal chauffeur, of course, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. He asked me the other day, how come I'm not getting any cleaning products to keep the chauffeur, keep him clean, but keep the car that he's bringing me to the studio, and I don't know. We got to get that thing cleaned. Absolutely. Of course, Know-It-All Jay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cadillac Ken. He's the Weber or Webby for AutoWorldMedia.com. Thanks, Ken. Well, everybody, thanks for joining me. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.